Happy motherfucking birthday, motherfucker. Hugs and kisses, the whole drill. Couple of wet pancakes, you got this.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
What's up, everybody? This is the SNL Podcast. I am your host, Joe. We have a huge show lined up today. First off, it's my birthday, so
happy birthday!
gotta
you're an even older fuck now.
Good I job. Am. Aki's here. Jacob is here. How are you two doing?
Is it actually your birthday?
Tomorrow, yeah.
What the fuck? Facebook did not notify me.
Because it's tomorrow. It's not today. Wow.
Oh, you dickbag. See?
I just said tomorrow, not today. Oh, Facebook didn't tell me.
Well, he doesn't listen to you. He's already said this before.
Yeah, I like, you know.
I listen to all you fucking idiots.
No, you don't. Half the time you're like.
Well, that's because
we have guests joining today. First off, we've got Carnage joining us once again. How are you doing?
Not bad. You know, same old stuff here. Different day. Bad puns fucking
on the way.
I don't know, but you know, you guys can talk about the more important guest today.
Oh no.
Me?
Yeah.
No, not you.
Community manager for the ID at Xbox program. Timber Webb is back on the show. Timber, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for inviting me back. I was so excited to do this.
I'm so happy to have you back on.
Reddit?
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I had a great time last time.
Oh, dang it.
You know, I'm an easy sell.
Well, she didn't put up with you and Aki last time, so.
Well, she still had to put up with you. That's the weird thing here.
I'm the normal one on this show.
Yeah, and my bad puns that I always seem to do, not only here, but on the ID at Xbox stream. So Timber gets to put up with it twice.
Yeah, I'm a veteran. I'm weathered by puns and time.
Honestly, Scotty's probably the worst part of this now because of the puns. Oh, shit.
We are all being punished. So Timber, you were here for a reason. The ID at Xbox program just had a big ass showcase yesterday. A lot of games were talked about, a lot of games were shown off for the first time. For the people who don't know what the showcase was and what the ID at Xbox program is, give us the sales pitch. Who are you? What was this event all about? Give us all the details.
Sure. So a quick brief rundown of ID at Xbox. We're the folks that help bring indies to Xbox is the long and short of it. part of my job is promoting those games that come through Xbox and, you know, giving them some press and making sure that, you know, people know about the games that are coming out. And especially now that there's so many incredible indies coming out, as well as just a massive amount of Game Pass support, which is huge, right?
That's a running theme with our show is we just talk about how there's way too many games on Game Pass anymore.
Impossible.
It's
like, no such thing.
Best deal ever.
There's only 7 days in a week.
Yeah, well, you know, you make it work. I'm just here to sell the games, man. But yeah, we celebrate indie games. That's a huge part of my job.
You celebrate. Yes.
Should I hang up on him? I can hang up on him.
I think so. Just, you know, before my audio didn't even work in the beginning, so you know, I should have just I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It was a sign.
Yeah, go for it, Timber.
So the ID at Xbox, I gotta get it together. The ID at Xbox showcase, we partner up with Twitch Gaming, and we've done this a few times. I want to say this is our fourth or fifth one, third maybe. I don't know what even is numbers. Right. But we've done this before with them, and it's always just a fantastic time. Yeah, I think it is our third time actually, but. Where we bring you news, we bring surprise announcements, dev interviews, trailers upon trailers, and it's always hosted by two wonderful folks from Twitch. This year we had on. Let me bring it up because I'm terrible with Twitter handles, which is a terrible thing for a social media manager to say, but I'm just gonna say it.
There were a lot of people involved in it, I know.
A huge amount, and like just an incredible team effort across multiple teams, across multiple businesses. So it's just like so incredible to put it together. Shout out to Jessica, our events manager, who really was absolutely integral in making this happen and getting this all done. And the hosts were the OK Adrian and at Andrea Renee. They were wonderful. And we've had Andrea host before as well. And yeah, they're always fantastic.
I still remember her from her days on GameStop TV.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's where
I've seen
her.
And the stores, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Aki.
that's basically the long and short of it. And then yeah, this time we had a ton of games. A ton of games.
So many.
There were
it was an awesome show.
I want to go through favorites. SML, what's your favorite? Go.
My favorite easily WrestleQuest.
I'm with WrestleQuest, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Like, that had my attention immediately. My notes for this one just say Wrestle RPG, holy shit, yes, yes, yes.
When I saw that, I was like, did they Taylor make this game for Joe? Like, literally, like, they know you too well. And I know you guys are friends with Mega Cat Studios as well, so that's pretty cool.
They've been
that
on the show
on
before, so hopefully they could come and chat again.
Mine was Escape Academy and the Flintlock game.
Oh yeah, Flintlocks look awesome.
Good. Yeah,
and that's from the Ashen devs too.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I don't know what kind of game Ashen is, so I don't know what kind of game style Flintlock is. But that trailer was amazing, and that little weird pet thing is adorable.
I haven't played a lot of Ashen, but I heard great things about it, and I think it's like kind of like Souls-like, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh god, I am going to torture myself then. Oh no. Shit.
That's not gonna stop me.
No.
But my favorite right away I saw, well, there's two of them that I was really really liking a lot. First of all was Cursed to Golf.
Oh yeah. That
golf,
one looked really
like,
good.
Light hybrid. Like what the hell? That's two crazy genres
so
mashed together that
like
no one
that.
Would expect. And yeah, that looks balls to the wall, right? You know, just
you
had a
bastard. You bastard.
Now I got to come up with the fun for the other game that I
no, you don't.
The other one. I don't. I think I'm going to keep this train going then, Aki, just because you said that. And I'm going to go with boyfriend. There you go.
You went with what? I completely missed it because Joe sighed that time.
She was waiting for my puns. She
yes,
missed
and
the
I,
actual game.
I void, sighed.
Void train. Yeah. Some kind of first person shooter. Like crazy.
It's like a first person action game, and you can build and customize your train.
Yeah, that one looks like it could be cool. I just don't know if that one's one for me. I feel like I've seen someone stream that before. So
I don't
think
so. I haven't heard anything of that one before.
Is that on Steam?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I know that Curse to Golf is a brand new game coming out. So,
Jacob, were your highlights
of
the ID showcase?
The of the thing he specifically linked us to and told us to watch.
I watched it already, and obviously Timber and I already watched the whole thing, but and Joe, I'm sure.
I watched the whole thing, too. Well...
All those games.
All the trailers, anyways.
That's what I was all about.
You didn't even
Well, since Jacob didn't pay attention, how about we go through the showcase and what happened? Let's go through everything step by step. There were a lot of games to talk about. Timber, you could tell us about the ones that we don't know as much about, but the show started off with Lost Eidolons, a tactical strategy RPG coming quarter 3, 2022 from Ocean Drive Studio. I'm not familiar with this developer, but the game looked incredible.
Yeah, super, super, super excited for that one. I got to find my list. Oh boy, I have to remember what order this is was in. Oh, jeez. Oh boy.
So many cool games. Like it was kind of a blur after a while, just watching all of them like one by one. They showed so much stuff, and like honestly,
it was a big show. It was a really big show.
Games after games after games, and like you know, it was good stuff.
Like Sony had a state of play that was 20 minutes long, and then Xbox is like, hold my beer, we're going 2 hours on this.
Yeah, and I do want to point out like our goal with like the ID at Xbox showcase, because we get a lot of comparisons like that to the Direct and the state of plays and stuff. There were people who were hashtagging state of plays, and I was like, no, please don't do that. Because it's not supposed to be those events, and it's why our specific show is a little bit longer, and a lot longer, and also has dev interviews and things like that. They're
and
not
you're more
really...
in depth, and there's like long gameplay segments. It's more than just a trailer.
Right. So it's not really comparable, I don't think, to State of the Play, and they're completely different events with different purposes and stuff like that. And I think people going in thinking it's going to be a State of Play might want to get a beverage and hang tight for a while.
Some people out there probably just like, oh, where's my 20 minutes? I got to get stuff done. I don't have time to watch games. Like, give us all the games. Show us all the dev interviews.
Right. So, yes, it's a bit different, but...
Thimber in chat mentioning Lost Eidolons is one of their highlights, along with Flintlock and There's No Light.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember
There's No Light.
There's no. Was that like a? Where is that? Was that the
There's
top
no
down,
like top down action RPG hack action. And slash style coming out this year to Xbox? So there it is. It was right before really nice. WrestleQuest. So that's why nothing else made sense, is because WrestleQuest happened, and then
Joe forgot the rest of the show.
Yeah, my brain just like shattered out. I mean.
I will say, There Is No Light, beautiful pixel graphics. I think so many of the games, it was just like a feast of pixely graphics. Lot of these.
I agree. Curse to Golf was also like a pixel art, very nice 2D pixel art game. And
WrestleMania, of course, gorgeous. Yep. Like
something that was not pixel graphics is Crusader Kings 3, which T-Pain talked about on the show.
You mean T-Pain wasn't in pixel graphics art?
I thought that was friggin' hilarious.
Holy Booty Empire. I mean, absolutely. And then like the Pope hat, T-Pain and Pope hat was probably the highlight of my life.
The Holy Booty Empire. You just got Dark Booty's attention, right? You got
Optimus attention. Who is he?
T-Pain is a rapper. He's known for auto-tune.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything he did was like heavily auto-tuned.
His stuff, everything he was saying in that stream was hilarious. Great. But I was like, I have no idea who he is. I thought he was a wrestler or something.
Wasn't he with Lonely Island on a...
On a boat. Yep, that would be. Yeah, nothing really quite made me feel older than people being like, "Who's T-Pain?" I was like, oh, "What a man, I'm right
I've
here."
Listened to that song so many times. Right. How did I not recognize him? Oh no.
I just loved how he's like, "I'm gonna do this and this, and nothing bad is gonna happen." Shit.
Should have seen that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty great having T-Pain talk about Crusader Kings. That's hitting Game Pass, of course, on March 29th.
Nice.
So excited. I sunk a lot of hours into that on PC, and I will.
Now it is coming
to
console.
Yep, and we're going for it. It's time. I'm ready again.
Also, what everyone is ready about is they showed a trailer for Tunic, and the big reveal is out now.
Yes.
It is here.
And on Game Pass.
Day one Game Pass. So just bam, bam. Check it out.
That was a big surprise, too. I thought at first, like a while back, a couple months ago, I think they said they weren't planning for a release on Game Pass when people were asking about it. But then I guess things changed over the last couple months and they surprised us all.
What a nice surprise.
Yeah, yeah. I was pretty excited about that one.
It was a long-awaited game.
I still need to fire it up. That's my weekend plan is Tunic.
Me too.
That is what I am doing. I've been preparing for this show, and then after this shit is done, I am going straight to Tunic tonight. That is happening.
Go for it.
I am. After Tunic was Immortality, a live-action murder mystery trilogy by Half Mermaid, coming summer 2022, and another Day One Game Pass.
That was
a. Is it a trilogy that's already been released, or is it like, is this part of it, or is this a start of it?
I think this is the start of it.
Okay.
Lady Magritte saying, "I want immortality." So that that looks to be a popular one.
Yeah. It's one of those, what are they called? FMVs? FMVs.
I know it's been a while since we've seen an FMV game, but I know that ID puts out some of them.
We do a ton of like Whales Entertainment. A lot of them.
They have a new one coming.
Yeah, this one is by a different company, right? The Immortality game?
Yeah, Half Mermaid.
Yeah, Half Mermaid. Sam Barlow does. It looks neat. It looks very, very cool. Intrigued.
Aki, I know you had your eyes probably on the Chinatown Detective Agency.
I called it.
Just a little bit.
I said that as I was watching the showcase. I was like, yep, Mika's going to want, Aki's going to want that for SML if she gets it to review it.
It looks so good. I'm so excited for that one.
Yeah. It's another Day One Game Pass.
And there's a cute voice. I can't help myself.
That's also a pixel art one as well, right?
There were a lot of cool
pixel art games. Like, not all of them, but I mean, hey, it doesn't have to be pixel art to be awesome, but I like a good pixel art game as well.
Yeah, and Chinatown Detective is interesting because you have that pixel element, but it's a bit of a mixed media game because you also have really detailed, beautiful portraits, like RPG style, which is really neat. So just like adds that extra element. It's beautiful.
And you have a fantastic voice actress doing the main character. Or maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm just biased. I don't know.
A little. You are.
Oh, I'm totally biased, but that's irrelevant.
After that was Curse to Golf, which we talked about. Yes. Golf-like Purgatory. This one looks ridiculous, and it looks like a lot of fun. I love golf games. I love puzzle games. And this just looks like the ultimate 2D golf puzzler.
And you and Scotty are going to play this, and neither of you will shut up about it for like 3 months.
And neither will I be able to beat it right away, because they said it's going to be hard, but it's going to be a nice challenge. And they said in the interview with the dev, he's like, you're going to die. You're going to die a lot. I love that interview they did.
Oh, yeah. The interview was so good. And the video they put out was really funny, too. They have a great sense of humor.
Definitely. And just there's tons of like upgrades and different types of abilities that you get, and I think there's some randomly generated things, you know, and you do 18 holes of golf just like in mini golf, but there's all sorts of hazards and things trying to kill you, and you have different like ball
dying in golf is always a fun twist.
It's gonna be cool. Definitely want to see how they figure that out. Like it's an interesting concept.
Tiger Woods did that.
No I like that it's a golf like
golf-like. I like that term, that they used.
After that was Trek to Yomi. Tim Ekibis, our friend Tim, is very, very excited for this one.
Well, he can step back. I'm more excited. I grew up on movies that are like this. This is mine. I will fight him over fight this. Him to
the I would pay to watch that.
I would win because I would cheat.
Do like a co-review. Just like, see...
I'm okay with that, but that means I need to get it. So that's all that matters is I get it. That's it.
No, you'll have to fight over it later. After that was Clash Artifacts of Chaos, a gorgeous third-person brawler from Ace Team. It's like a 1v1 brawler coming out fall. The fun twist on this one is you can play dice battle games before to determine the rules of the battles.
This one I'm kind of up in the air about, because the camera, the entire time it was showing stuff about the game, the camera was zoomed really close to the character and made it really hard to see what was
close.
Yeah, it made it very hard to see what was going on. Every time he hit anything, there was that white flash. So it's like, if I'm hitting things fast, that's going to be a major seizure concern, especially with it zoomed in that close. Otherwise, I'm very interested in that game because it looks and sounds pretty cool.
You know what I thought that game was right away when I saw it? And I realize now it's by the same developer, Ace Team, right? You said Ace Team as well?
Yeah.
Because they did Xeno Clash, and this game is called Clash. So do you know if this is in the same like series or...
I would imagine it is in the same universe, but...
Probably something like that.
Maybe the storyline will have some ties to the previous games.
Yeah, definitely intrigued on that one, too. Nice art style. Very cool.
Let's see. Let's see, a quick Google search, because I had to know. Clash Artifacts of Chaos takes place in the same universe as Xeno Clash and Xeno Clash 2, but the game is entirely independent. So there that's what that comes up.
Sweet.
We're learning things on this show.
Thanks, Google.
After that was more T-Pain. We got more T-Pain, where he talked about Buddhism, his own religion, and then he had Christianity and the Crusades against him because he dare speak against.
And the witchcraft thing probably didn't help. He did set it to definitely witchcraft, which love T-Pain.
Yeah, the T-Pain stuff was just ridiculous. It was a nice
hedonistic. That's
some nice moments of levity.
Yeah, we were really, really excited about that segment, like super pumped.
Yeah,
I we could not stop talking about it.
Expected it, but it was great. It was hilarious.
What I liked the most about his segments was that they felt natural. It didn't feel like he was reading off a cue card. It didn't feel like he was acting. It felt like he was really into the game. It just felt natural.
I'd like to think he had those costume pieces already. Like he wasn't. He didn't have to get sent anything.
There were no props at all.
The way he did it, you're right. It seemed like he was just like, fuck it, we're doing it live. Go for it.
Oh, man. After that was Escape Academy, which, Aki, I know you wanted. Tell us your thoughts on Escape Academy.
It's just a giant escape room game. It's fantastic. I love it. It has a somewhat cartoony art style, and it just looks fantastic. Having not being just one singular room, but an entire academy is pretty cool. I've never seen one that was just quite that big. You know, you have lots of other puzzle games that are that big, like The Witness, but not an escape the room type game. So that was really cool to me. I'm really looking forward to this.
Like the world or something? Like
that's what I'm not entirely sure, but it looked from what it seems from the trailer anyways, it looks like the whole academy is basically teaching you how to escape rooms by putting you through a ton of different escape the room activities. There's hidden invisible inks and stuff, so you have to find ways to get the ink to show in the game, and then you have actual rooms that you're trapped in that they're like, oh yeah, this is memory erasing gas, and you have to escape the room in X amount of time and stuff like that. That's what the entire game seems to be, and that is
cool. The Xbox Wire page says you just arrived at the Escape Academy, a school where promising students train to become the ultimate escape room master, play over a dozen masterfully handcrafted rooms designed by experienced experts in the field of real-life escape rooms.
I want this so bad.
So there you go. Good. Best of all, it's going to be on Game Pass.
And fun fact, it is I Am 8-Bit's first game debut, I believe.
I hope to have good things to say about it when I inevitably review it.
If she escapes the room herself.
Oh, I'm sure some of these are totally going to stop me, but that's irrelevant. I'll still have fun.
I'll find out in the future.
I got stumped in the first room, actually. But
oh, don't worry. I'll have some puzzle rage, I'm sure. I'll get stuck.
Yeah, we'll work together on that. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Which is good because there's two-player co-op.
Yeah, I was about to say, which is great because it's multiplayer too.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we will literally really work good together on it, Scotty.
You will kill each other. You will.
Nice.
As long as he doesn't make puns every 5 seconds.
So I got bad news
every
for you.
Every 10 seconds, right? Yeah,
I might kill him.
She's like,
Next up, they showed off some Shredder's footage, which is not a Ninja Turtles game, unfortunately.
That's what I told my friend. I was like, no, it's not a Ninja Turtles game. That's coming later in the year. And that's not, is it? I don't know if that one is ID at Xbox, the other Ninja Turtle Shredder game. But anyway.
So. Oh, no.
Well, wait. I think it might be Dot Emu. Isn't that...
I don't know.
I think they have... I don't know. But either way,
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
The snowboarding. There's so many games.
I have to admit, whilst I'm not a big proponent of the sports games like this, it did look really cool.
Yeah, well, it's all, like, multiplayer, and, like, I was reading about its open worldness. I'm so excited to try it. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I played a little of it so far. I'm enjoying the single player. I definitely want to try the online soon, but, yeah. Seems pretty solid. And it's another Game Pass game, as you said.
When I was younger, on the PS1 and 2, I used to play whatever the hell...
Cool Borders.
I used to play snowboarding ones and the skateboard games, the Tony Hawk games.
Oh, love those. Yeah.
Those were the only two sports games. I was like, I like these. I didn't like any others. I was like, these are fantastic. All the rest suck, but these are great. So... I'm kind of looking forward to Shredders because since then I haven't played any of these types of games.
Well, it's on Game Pass, so give it a go.
Yeah.
And I heard the achievements aren't actually that crazy. So
Oh, thank God.
Of course you're going to talk about achievements.
Well, I gotta bring up achievements. What the hell else am I good for?
True. Very true. after that was Flintlock. They showed off Flintlock, the Siege of Dawn trailer, as well as a nice long interview with the devs. That is coming 2022 and on Game Pass.
Give me.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Calm down, Aki. Really?
don't calm down. Be excited.
They had an interview with...
Aki's going to cover everything on the show from now on.
No, not everything. I don't have that kind of... Whilst I don't have a life, I don't have that much time either.
We'll find out.
Yeah, probably, because God, so many of these are coming out all. Oh man, I am gonna be dead. I'm gonna be dead to the world. I'm not gonna sleep for like 4 days, and I'm just gonna be a fucking wreck. And it'll be worth it.
Sorry, and you're welcome.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very much. Thank you.
Oh man, after was an interview with Splitting Point, two guys who do some insane stuff in Roblox. I didn't know you could do that kind of stuff in Roblox.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, robots come
what stuff?
Way.
Just like the graphics that they do and the games that they come up with. Like they've created their own games in Roblox.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, come along.
I know nothing about Roblox. So.
Like, I haven't followed it too much, but I know that it's like obviously super wildly popular still after all these years. And it's just evolving. Oh, yeah. More and more.
And Roblox money is worth more than money in Russia.
By quite a
Jacob, didn't you mention that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody crunched the numbers a couple of weeks ago, right after the invasion of Ukraine started, and they found out that Roblox dollars were actually worth more than the Russian ruble.
Wow.
Beautiful. Also beautiful was Whale Fall, a JRPG strategy visual novel hybrid, which just launched on Kickstarter. This is coming from Whitethorn Games. It looks incredible.
Yeah, love Whitethorn. Love everything Whitethorn is doing.
Yeah, that's a Timber game right Whitethorn. There.
Yeah, they're one of my favorites. To watch and see what they're up to. And Whale Fall is no different. It looks gorgeous.
That looks like an Aki game through and through.
And the strategy part of it is what kind of killed me on that one. I don't like the moving people in squares or hexagons and stuff. Otherwise, that is so my game. It's just that one bit just like...
I wonder if it'll be on Windows as well. We'll have to see. Maybe it'll have a different control scheme and you can use mouse and keyboard instead. I mean, sometimes strategy games like work better.
I don't think my PC could handle it. To be honest, my PC is crap.
Well, I guess you're just going to have to get good then.
Yeah, scrub.
Maybe. Would you guys like to know just how much Roblox money is versus the ruble? You can buy... Yeah, it's worth three times more than the ruble.
Nice.
Yeah, because right now it's at 0.012 USD, and one Robux is worth 0.035.
Wow. Wow, that is...
Oh, I feel so bad for the citizens of Russia right now, but damn, that is hilarious. Schrenfreud at its best. Oh, man.
I'm happy. That's all I just had to say that. Cause that he brought that up and I was like, I want to see if that's still the case. And it is so bad.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for a while. But something that looks good. We talked about this one earlier. Void Train. Again, a first person action game where you get to build and customize your train. It looks like there's going to be train battles.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know. I'm very intrigued by the.
How does that work?
I don't fucking know. We'll find out.
Like, are they on trains or is it like Galaxy Railways? Like, how does this work?
Because again, I'm pretty sure I actually did watch someone stream this from a beta or something forever ago. Basically, the train is traveling on tracks that aren't on land. They're just kind of floating free form in this area. And your character is often able to is attached by a rope or something to the little train thing and is able to float around and gather resources and stuff while you're traveling.
Is this a horror game that's set on? No, it's a first person action game.
It looks almost steampunky. It's kind of, it has a really cool vibe to it.
I'm looking at a trailer or thing of it now, and it's apparently there's like probably a demo somewhere, but it's not even on Steam either right now. It's not yet on Xbox or Steam. So, but yeah, it looks cool and has online co-op as well. So I'm excited about that.
And that'll be coming later this year to Series X and S. So
sweet.
After that was There Is No Light, which is the top-down action hack and slash RPG coming out this year to Xbox. That one looked really good.
That one wasn't, sadly.
Yeah, it looks like my alley. Action top-down style game looks challenging.
And then it was WrestleQuest, which just dominated the show for me. Macho Man is in it, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, the Road Warriors. They had a nice long interview with friggin' Booker T and Jeff Jarrett on the show.
That was wild.
That was so friggin' cool.
Yeah, they were like the nicest dudes. I loved it.
Oh, I love it. Must have been fangirling.
I just want to like hit up. Like, what are you saying? Go ahead.
So obviously I missed it. So is this like a WWE game or is it just
No, it's independent. It is not WWE at all.
And they're able to use these different wrestlers' likenesses?
Yeah, because they're not owned by WWE. They're owned by different groups or by the wrestlers themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why like John Cena's not in the game. You'll get like the classic wrestlers in the game.
Okay.
I'm looking to see more about it. I want to know what other wrestlers are going to be in there. I'm just wrestling RPG. I'm so friggin' excited. It sounds so cool.
It sounds awesome. And also day one Game Pass, I believe, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I think.
There's even more exciting Game Pass announcements. I don't know. I'm reading it. No, maybe I'm making that up. I'm excited about Game Pass, I guess. They put it in the paragraph, right? Hold on. I got to email Jessica real quick.
No, but a lot of them were Game Pass, so it's like, wow, so much.
Nearly everything is. The next few games are all Game Pass. Like Floppy Knight is coming to Game Pass, which is card-based puzzle RPG. That one looks so different.
From the name, I was expecting to be something else. And we all know exactly what, so I don't need to further that.
Yeah. After that was Paradise Killer. Aki, are you excited for that one?
Yes. I reviewed that on Steam way back when it first came out there. Now I'm reviewing it on Xbox. Woohoo!
Nice. I was late almost because I was playing Paradise Killer, and I looked up. I was like, "Oh, it's 5:50. I gotta get out of here." Super like special shout out to Kazen Gameworks. I know we got a lot to go through, but so I'm dyslexic, and this was the first game that I had personally played that had open dyslexic font that you could switch to, which for somebody who has dyslexia makes reading much easier because of how they weight the letters and stuff. It's really cool. I use it on my PC, and I just thought that was an incredible accessibility addition to Paradise Killer.
So how does that work?
So the way it works is it changes the font where, like, for example, a G, a capital G, will be more heavily weighted. It's thicker on the bottom. So I can read it a little quicker because my brain can recognize that letter or the number or the word much faster than thinner fonts. For example, like me totally misreading the paragraphs. If I read too fast, whole words and whole letters and numbers become totally different. And I oftentimes have to reread a lot and reread what I write. I'm the queen of editing because of that. So with fonts like Open Dyslexic, I don't need to do that as much. And it's a huge time saver. And it's just so good to see. And it's just makes things easier. My eyes don't strain as much because I'm reading 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's so, awesome. Accessibility.
Yeah. Cool. You don't see it often. So the more the merrier. Yeah.
That's the way, like, I would think for anyone that wants more options and like customization in games, you know, even people with disabilities, without disabilities, with any, you know, you just want to have more options in general, then it's always good to have them available in the first place. Right. So,
Yeah.
And I popped the link in the chat, which Timber was tweeting about. So there's the opendyslexic.org.
Yeah, and there's like a bunch of like information on it and on dyslexia and things like that. Super cool. So, yeah, love them. Thanks, guys.
Also super cool is the fact that not only is it on Game Pass, it is out now. It released right then and there. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite part of any kind of game presentation or showcase is available now.
Are we still talking about Paradise?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if we had moved on because I kind of...
We're still in Paradise.
I spaced out a little there.
Yeah, well, the fellow traveler had like a great montage. We're getting so many fellow traveler games. I'm so excited.
Yeah, four awesome games were shown off. Paradise Killer, then was Kraken Academy, coming March 22nd on Game Pass. So next week, that one looks ridiculous.
We played the demo of that one. That one is in our demo fest. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What all is that one about?
So it's weird. It's really, really neat. It's kind of so like you're a kid and you go to the school, and you meet a broccoli friend, and it's like it's just like it's not an ordinary high school. There's like cultists and monkey teachers, and it's just like this really cool. Yeah, it's just neat. It's hard to describe, and it's like it's beautiful pixel graphics. Another game with just gorgeous.
From what I understand, like the world ends or something, you're trying to prevent it.
Yeah, I think
school.
Yeah,
because I followed this a long, long time, like over a year ago. And then I stopped, obviously.
There's like a time loop, and that's how you have to save the world. Yeah,
and I think the name of it is because there's Cthulhu, basically, you've befriended Cthulhu.
It's really neat. I love it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Also, all four of them are coming to Game Pass day one. So that's cool. Indeed. I saw they tweeted that too.
After that was Citizen Sleeper from Fellow Traveler. I don't remember Citizen Sleeper. What was that one about?
I don't remember it either. Shit.
Honestly, don't remember that one either.
We are all so good at our jobs.
I've known almost every game you've mentioned.
Fellow Traveler does a lot of like adventure style, like chill games, right?
Yeah.
So like a lot of them are in up that style. So it's kind of they kind of blend together.
Yeah. This one is about interplanetary capitalism. So the chill topic of capitalism.
I guess they do have their
such a relaxing subject.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, I know. I don't remember this one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It looked to be one of those where you're building a spaceship and doing lots of different things on it. And I was just like, no, my kind of game. So that's why I forgot it.
I'm intrigued about it to see how different it is from the other ones, you know, since we said that one's not a chill one. So we'll see what's up with that one.
Who knows? Maybe it is. It's a nice bit of sci-fi at the very least. And I'm always excited for
same
sci-fi. So
I know Aki is excited for the final game they showed off, Beacon Pines. It has kitties.
Joe wants
it has a lot more than kitties, but yeah.
There's kitties in it. And it's day one Game Pass.
Sweet.
So yeah, that was the showcase. Holy shit, what a showcase.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
Any thoughts, Timber? Like, what do you have to say for the showcase? Like, you were responsible for this. Tell us your thoughts on how you created this entire thing yourself.
Oh, God. I would be so much more tired. You would not have me on the phone, on the call right now. I'd be sleeping.
We're playing Paradise Killer.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so excited to play again after this. Anyway.
Would you like to do the interview for that? Or the review?
It would be a little biased, right? From ID, do the review. No, I'm kidding.
I'm enjoying it a lot. But as far as like the showcase in a whole, I loved it. And I can't praise the team enough for putting this together. You know, my part kind of begins when the show starts and promoting the show and all that social media and getting it out there to the community. So that's my part. But like, there's so much behind that before we even get to the day. And just putting something like this together is just really remarkable. And I'm so proud of everyone involved for doing it. I know Jessica's tired and happy and excited. And, you know, that's, you know, how are we feeling now? Now we just get to like hang out and celebrate. Wait for the game. Now's the fun, you know, like we got to watch the show and celebrate with all of you and like all that work coming together and watching it in chat. I had three separate streams open like in like four different chats and it was just spectacular. So, you know, thanks for watching. I mean, thanks for, you know, we can't do this without the viewers and without, you know, community support either. And that's huge. So like shout out to you all for watching and all of chat. Like, love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, thank you for helping make it, because without that, I wouldn't know what games are coming out. So, I'm notoriously bad at keeping track of what games are coming out.
Yeah, I love when Aki's like, hey, can I check out this game? And I look it up, and it's something that released a year and a half ago. She's like, oh, I just found out about it now.
I do that too right now. But sometimes they come out on Steam for a couple years back, and then they come out on Xbox, or, you know, vice versa, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
I'm defending you for some reason, damn it.
Because I deserve defending, because I clearly can't do it myself.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I always deserve to be defended.
No. You know what we all deserve?
Ice cream.
A bad pun?
Ice cream. I want ice cream now.
Oh, ice cream, I think we could all agree on.
Yeah. I was going to say Game Pass games.
It might melt by the time it gets to me.
Yeah, I was going to say Game Pass games, because I'm trying to continue with the news. That's the theme.
But ice cream, though.
I know. I hope I get ice cream cake for my birthday.
Aw, me too.
That's like all I want is ice cream cake. Everyone, my mom is like, oh, do you want to go out for dinner? I'm like, no, I just want some ice cream cake. That's it.
I'm very much the same way. I haven't had ice cream cake in years now.
I just want the crunchies, the chocolate crunchies in the middle.
Like the Carvel one?
Yeah.
That birthday cake? Yes.
I always like the little chocolatey bits.
Yeah, the chocolate crunchies.
Oreos.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Jacob's
Oreos.
Not with us in this ice cream conversation.
Nah, ice cream. Honestly, I think ice cream cakes are overrated and a waste of money.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Loser.
Well, I mean.
No, because you know what I
see? Everyone see why we don't like Jacob now? Right here.
Hear him out. Pie, though.
No, here's the thing, right? First off, pie is awesome.
I can get behind it.
All right, why would you want to get a mediocre tasting like ice cream cake when you can get an actual carton of good ice cream and an actual good cake for the same fucking price?
Chocolate crunchies.
Ice cream cake is better.
No, like no.
You could. You can get.
Excuse me.
I was gonna say you.
She just had an ice cream cake. No.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I lost it. Anyway, what else did you got, SML?
And also, pie is better all the time. Cherry pie, hell yes.
Ew.
Pecan pie, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Peanut butter fudge pie is the only
pie.
Peanut butter fudge pie is like it's just somebody who wanted a cake, but all they were
well, that's because it's basically the same thing, and yeah, that's because it's because that's better than pie.
So it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't appreciate it. No, well, get the fuck out of here with that nonsense.
It's better, so
no, it's not.
So, yes,
it's,
it is.
No, it's so, a fig pie.
I am fat. Trust me. I know what food is good.
Have you seen photos of Joe and I? Yes, we are fat too.
And
we
Joe agrees with me. Like. I'm not
the thinnest person either.
Do I look like? I mean, I don't know if you folks ever seen Timber a picture of me. Do I look like a person who passes a pie? Like, no.
I was thinking about pie.
If you offer me some cherry pie, I will gladly have it. I actually stole a whole entire pie from the from my college cafeteria once.
And there we go. Now we're in trouble with the
cops. Last episode of SML was all about Elden Ring for like the whole time, and now
we're just talking about pie.
It's inevitable.
So next episode has to be like Elden Ring ice cream. Like
how about Pie-D at Xbox?
Oh yes. Oh God, I can't believe you just wrote my tweet for Pi Day. Oh thank you. I gotta get to photo. I gotta go. I got some Photoshop to take care of.
Don't worry, kids. Joe will do it. You can just take it from him.
For Pi Day, then this episode has to be 3 hours and 14 minutes.
No. No. No.
I do have a bunch of reviews and I can do that if we want.
No.
Are you sure? I mean, it wouldn't inconvenience me that much.
I mean, I think I could fill the show with 3 hours and 14 minutes of Sonic, and Tim Sonic the Hedgehog 2 news
on Paradise Killer as we're talking.
Oh, could I? That'd be great.
I mean, go right ahead. I'm playing a game right now. You can too. It's fine.
My partner's actually playing Elden Ring in the other room. I don't want to boot
him. Nice.
Yeah. Boot him during a boss. He'll never talk to me again.
Did you see someone already beat Elden Ring in 33 minutes?
That's
fucking what?
Yeah.
Banana.
33 minutes. Someone beat Elden Ring.
Someone's a tryhard.
Good for them.
It's always amazing seeing those, like, hardcore skill speedrunners that like make me feel like, oh man, I can't.
It's otherworldly. It's so cool.
They just make me feel bad at how bad I am at every other game I've ever played.
Oh man,
I hate it. I hate it so much.
So anyway,
makes me appreciate that I've had sex before. So
no, you haven't. Oh wait, yeah, you have kids. That's right.
Yeah, I've got. I have evidence that I've had it at least twice.
Allegedly.
With somebody who wasn't me.
All right, should we get to Game Pass news?
Sure. More Game Pass news.
Yes, actual Game Pass news. Right. A lot of stuff coming to Game Pass. A lot of day one games coming to Game Pass. Just today, we got Shredder's day one on Game Pass. And then we got the Dungeon of Nahalbuk. I don't know.
I can't pronounce that word either.
I can never pronounce that one.
What?
It looks like an interesting like RPG. Was turn-based, I think. I think it's like a turn-based strategic RPG.
It's been out for a while. I can't pronounce it.
I gotta see it in front of me. I got pretty good at saying it because we streamed it a few times.
I'll see if I can pronounce it.
I legit can't.
Nahalbuk.
Yeah, no, I have to actually read it. Yeah. I can't hear it and then say it. I need to read it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it in the chat and I'm not even gonna try to pronounce it. But hey, the subtitle is Chicken Edition. And
the Dungeon of Nobok
is not part of it. That is just the achievement list that I took from.
The Dungeon of Nobok.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Next week, two more games coming day one to Game Pass on March 22nd. We've got Tainted Grail Conquest hitting console on day one. And then Zero Escape is hitting Xbox from Spike Chunsoft. So if you were a fan of...
Visual novel?
Yes.
Yes, it is a visual novel, yeah. If you like Danganronpa, you'll like this.
Well.
It's not as crazy.
Danganronpa.
Oh, Danganronpa.
It's not as crazy,
Did you just say dong and rum? No, I know what game you're talking about, but it sounded like you said dong, you know, because you got to talk about dicks when you're on the SML podcast, right?
You do.
Dinguses!
Carnage making it dirty out of nowhere.
Well, so I mean, he did that based off of things I was saying, and I was pronouncing it like that. So, because that's how I pronounce that. It is.
Anyway, next Friday on the 24th, PC is getting Norco Day 1, and F1 2021 is hitting Game Pass, which I just bought, so you're welcome. I just got the deluxe edition for like 20-some bucks on sale, and now it's joining Game Pass.
You get the deluxe version of everything, Joe.
Thank you for your for supporting the dev.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I need the DLC. Cool, I need the DLC. Shit. March 29th, we already covered Crusader Kings 3 is hitting Series X and S Day 1 on Game Pass. T-Pain included? T-Pain is not included, unfortunately. He is his own man. He does what he wants. And then March 31st, Weird West is hitting Day 1.
Oh, yes, I'm excited for this one.
Oh, my God. So many good games.
Yeah.
Twin Stick hype.
Okay, that isn't the game I was going to ask.
It's like it reminds me of the other game. What was it? West of Dead?
West of Dead, yeah. Another Grimdark Western. Yeah. I love me some Grimdark. Mm.
Yeah, looks cool. Good.
That's not all good news, though. Some games have to leave Game Pass.
No.
Unfortunately, there's not that many, though. At the end of the month, we are losing Madden 20, which...
That's fine.
Narita Boy, which I still need to play that.
Oh, do it. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Is that a quick 100%?
Fairly. Like, I think it's like 3 to 4 hours if you're following a guide. But
it's not bad.
Okay, I will have to download that tonight.
And I remember, Timber, you streamed that one on the ID.
Yeah, for the soundtrack alone, it's worth playing.
Nice. It was, cool, like, pixel art style action adventure game.
Simple yet detailed. Beautiful. Yeah, very fast combat. Really good visuals. Shit. Love it.
Yeah. I got to try it. Are you looking at the achievement list, Aki?
No, I just heard the word combat. I'm like, it's not going to be a 3 or 4 hour game for fucking me. No, I'm not good at combat. That requires, seeing things, and I'm not good at that part.
Oh, I take it back, actually. 6 to 8 hours, according to True Achievements, but I don't know. Their estimates are kind of off sometimes. It's like if you use a guide or you don't use a guide, So
yeah, their numbers are never long enough. I've never played a game in the amount of time that they've played it. It's always taken me 2 or 3 times longer. They are so terrible.
Except for Rattalakas. Those are always under an hour.
Nope. Except for the one that you guys reviewed last time, Quest for Infamy, actually takes like tons of hours.
It's there's been a couple of longer Rattalakas. I like seeing that.
Yeah.
But anyway, one more game leaving at the end of the month, Shadow Warrior 2.
I'm upset about this one. I love this game. Yeah. Sad to see it go. But then again, there's Shadow Warrior 3, right? This just came out as well.
Yeah, but that's not on Game Pass. That is on PS Now, actually.
I don't really like Shadow Warrior games.
Like, I have a feeling, like, I don't know. I feel like, wasn't the first Shadow Warrior on Game Pass at one point as well? Or still, I don't know if it was.
I don't think so. I think it was on Games with Gold.
I feel like that eventually, since Shadow Warrior 2 is leaving, I feel like Shadow Warrior 3 will eventually pop on Game Pass at some
point.
Probably. Yeah. Devolver's been good with Game Pass. So.
Yeah, their stuff's awesome.
I love Devolver.
We'll see you in the future.
Speaking of Devolver real quick, I really hope that, I don't know if there's any plans for Timber. I don't know if she can speak about it. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I'm not going to try to find out, but I'm just like, I'm hoping that the game Disc Room from Steam, from Devolver, comes to Xbox. Disc Room. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
That what sounds familiar, but I can't place it. So
it's a, D-I-S-C disc, like that type of flying disc. And there are all these blades trying to kill you. Yeah. And it's like Hyper Dot. And yeah, I love the style games like that. So hopefully that comes to Xbox at some point.
When's the next Trials game going to come out?
Oh, hell yeah. I would love to see that, but I haven't heard anything on that series. And I know that's not an ID at Xbox game, but yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard from, anything about that series in a while.
I don't know. And then in April, Destiny 2 is leaving PC, which that's free to play now. So whatever. And then F1 2019 is leaving EA Play and Game Pass on April 18th, and F1 2014 through 2019 are all being delisted.
Oh no.
Well, I thought they already were delisted.
Well, then they're delisted.
Sure, some of them are.
Yeah, because I'm pretty I mean, it was late and I was above the influence, but I'm pretty sure I already tried buying them and they weren't there.
Oh, well, thanks for you.
I'm pretty sure last week we stated that they were being delisted too. So I think that was that's already been done.
I don't know. We talk about something being we're always talking about delists. That's I hate when games get delisted.
Yeah, one thing I would love to see more like announcements of ahead of time if like games are going to be taken down, just so more people can check it out and buy it, you know, and give the developers the sales before it gets shut down. Like, I don't understand.
I think most of those F1 games, their online servers have been long since dead. So
probably. I'm just saying in general, I would love to hear like announcements way ahead of time before they're going to remove something from the store. I'm sure everyone could agree with that.
Yeah.
But what I would like is them to alternate servers. That way, like, just have one set of servers that they keep open that's just for all their old crap, and just alternate, like, okay, this week it's going to be this game. That way people who have achievements in it can go in there, play that, get work on them, and then the following week it just changes to a different game. That way they don't have to keep it on just one game that no one's ever going to finish at that rate, because
I think that would be more work than would be worth it.
Yeah.
Shuffling games all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, servers are tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Last bit of Game Pass news I have is that Sniper Elite 5, which is coming to Game Pass, will be releasing May 26th.
So that's going to be a birthday gift for me, a belated one.
But he likes that series as well.
Oh, I fucking love that series.
You've probably played way more of it than I have, but
I've 100%ed all of them since 2, including the remake.
It's impressive.
I fucking love those games. Sniper
even
games.
Even the zombie army ones as well, like the zombie.
I haven't beaten the trilogy. I have 100%ed Zombie Army 4. I have the trilogy. I haven't actually opened and installed it yet.
Hockey, shh. Timber's got to go.
No. I asked for that for a reason. Listening.
Well, we've kept you for an hour. I know you have stuff to do tonight. Thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with us. We love having you on. Come back on again soon.
I would love to. It's absolutely my pleasure. I haven't driven me off yet. This was great.
That's because Jared told us to behave.
Yeah. I did warn them. I'm like, behave this time. I'm like, Jacob, no butt stuff tonight.
Well, here we are, so I guess we covered that too.
Yes, we did.
Man, butt stuff. All right.
Timber, where can people keep up to date with you and what you're doing?
Oh boy, great question. I'm mostly on Twitter. You can find me at just_Timber. For ID at Xbox News and to keep up with that, it's at ID_Xbox on Twitter as well. And of course you can join our ID Discord. I'm always on Discord. Discord is a great place to find me as well.
I failed as a moderator because I just typed the wrong link in Joe's chat.
You are awesome.
Congrats.
Okay.
GG.
And you can add that to the YouTube links. Oh, man.
Well, Timber, thank you again for coming on, hanging out with us.
Thanks again.
Love it. Thank you guys so much.
Do you have any final words before we let you go?
Oh, goodness. Enjoy the games that we announced. Play the ones that are out. Thank you so much again for hanging out during the showcase and checking that out and highlighting. We got some really, really incredible things coming your way and really great things that are already out. Love indies. Go indies. Hell yeah. you can check out ID for all that news and to get hyped about what's coming down the pipe.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm so excited. So I'm going to go and eat pie and play games.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you guys again so much and have a great night.
You too. Thank you again for joining us and have a good one.
You too. Happy birthday. Bye.
Thank you. All right, we got a little bit more news. Dead Space Remake has a release window of early 2023.
I want.
Well, we don't get many EA games, so tough shit. Buy your own fucking games. EA will not be holding its traditional summer EA Play Live showcase this year. They're just skipping this year, I guess.
Well, they said that the plan is to just start hosting events that focus on like a single game. So
Ugh.
Like little shorter, like 20, I guess like 15, 20 minute little jobbers.
Yeah. Instead. Maybe like Sony did with their Harry Potter state of play that they just had today. That was like a 15 minute showcase of the new Harry Potter game.
Oh, that was today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
Cared.
Yeah. I didn't either. Yeah.
Private Division has announced plans to publish games from four studios. Die Gute Fabrik, which is known for Mutazione, Evening Star, which is devs made up of the team behind Sonic Mania Plus, Piccolo Studio, who released Arise, A Simple Story, and then Yellow Brick Games, which is a team made up of Dragon Age, Assassin's Creed, and Rainbow Six veterans who are working on a new action RPG.
Well, I'm excited.
I mean, yeah, that sounds cool. For the last,
it's cool, even though I don't know a lot of those, aside from obviously Sonic. And like, yeah. I played a little bit of the, not Tales of Arise, it's Arise, A Simple Story, you said?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Which is a cute little game.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you can tell they're solid companies that have a lot of, they have good stuff under their belt. And now this company who worked on, I think, Ali World, they did also, right? They published it.
Yeah, they published it, and then they put the ring on Roll 7, Private Division. They bought them.
Yeah, cool to see. They know what they're doing, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and then last bit of news I have is that three games were added to the Sega Genesis lineup for the Nintendo Switch Online, with Alien Soldier, Super Fantasy Zone, and Light Crusader being added. So, yay!
Cool beans, I guess.
Yeah. All right,
who else has news? Much
about it, but all right.
I don't this time.
I'm sure Jacob has a ton, so I'll just leave it to him, because I don't have
No news from you, Carnage?
Maybe achievement news. Let's see. I don't know if there's anything interesting going on with that right now, but there is a little bit of a minor thing in this free-to-play game Terra, which I mentioned to you earlier, Joe. There's that free-to-play game T-E-R-A, and you log into the game, and you actually will pop 200 gamer score right away. And get a bunch of the level achievements and give your character level 65 instantly. So if you're interested in that, anyone wants to hop on that, I think that's going on for a little while now.
Is that the one with the really pretty models for characters? Or
I don't know.
Ask the nice, important questions. Nice, can I fap to this?
It's got anime-style character. I think it's, what was it, from Korea, I think?
Okay, it's exactly the one I was thinking of. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's from Korea, definitely fappable.
Well, they make the specific graphics of the game I was talking about, so is definitely it.
Korea is known for their faptastic games.
Publisher N Mass Entertainment and developer Blue Hole. That's literally their development name, yes.
God. Anyway, straight lines like that.
Get character beefed up if you like that game and max it out, make it easy. I was like one hit killing bosses and going through getting a lot of achievements right away. So, if you want to do that thing, then there you go.
How easy is it to 100%? That's all I need.
It's an MMO. You're not going to 100% that honestly, shit.
I mean, if you get to level 65 the first day you log in immediately, it might be.
I legit somehow actually 1,000-ed. I don't even play a lot of RPGs. Joe knows that. You guys know that. I like my shooter games and crazy shit, right? But I somehow went through this game. My friend dragged me through in co-op. Kind of like dragged me through. Yeah, we were both the same level. He didn't really power level me. Not really. Just a little bit. Anyway. But yeah, it's, 35, 40 hours, but now it's probably going to be less because you can just level up to 65 right away.
Hmm. Is that something that's only going on now, or is that something that they've just been like, this is a medium level for everyone from now on?
Someone brought it to my attention that it's like happening, so I logged in, and sure enough, there was the item waiting, but I don't know how long it's going to go on for, but I would hop on now if you can. But yeah, there's actually like another, version of the game as well. It's like a stack, so I finished one of them but not the other, so I don't know if I will. We'll see.
You and your stacks.
Me and my stacks, fat stacks. Not of cash, of achievements, motherfuckers.
Oy vey.
Anyway, Jacob's probably got more quote exciting news, maybe.
Yep, tell us the Sonic shit. Go ahead. Just get it out.
Actually,
on with it.
Well, Joe already brought up the Sonic related thing there, so you can't do any Sonic news now.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, he can, and he will, I promise.
So yeah, I do it just to annoy Aki. However, to annoy Aki even more, I have non-Sonic news as well. So, today Netflix announced that their Resident Evil show is going to be debuting this summer. I believe it's July 17th. July 14th is when it premieres, starring...
Is anyone actually looking forward to that?
No, no.
Not really?
No, it's apparently, like, the same people who made the movie that just came out, except with, like, an even lower budget.
Wow.
Yeah, and it features Wesker's kids, like...
Oh, no one gives a fuck about that. This is already bad. Okay.
And if any of the characters from the game show up, apparently they've already said they won't resemble how they look in the games, and they're just going to be like little one-off cameos.
Okay, so take away everything that people like about the entire series, and that's okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, is Todd Howard in charge of this or something? Like,
no.
They must have gone to the same school of stupidity. All right.
Reggie, the former Fils-Aimé? CEO,
Fils-Aimé.
Yeah.
Fils-Aimé, yeah.
Thank you. I wasn't sure how to pronounce his last name. I didn't realize he'd actually left, GameStop's board of directors.
Oh, did?
But he was, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
He left like a month or so ago. And he had an interview with Business Insider about it. And apparently he left because nobody at GameStop could tell them how they were going to turn the company around.
Well, yeah, that's because the people in charge of it just take all the money and then are like, well, we don't care if it ends.
Yeah.
And then they keep being resuscitated by people for some reason. That fucking company should have died a long time ago.
Even Reggie couldn't save them. Damn.
Yeah.
That's when you know, like, things are fucked.
Well, I mean, I think he was really the only one that wanted to save it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And then the final bit of news that I have are Sonic the Hedgehog 2 News Watch. Two bits of news for it. The final trailer has been released, which was actually pretty balls to the wall. Awesome. Featured a lot of cool footage that I'm looking forward to it. We got to see more.
I'm going to go watch the trailer right now.
And I haven't even seen the first one, but yeah.
And then also they debuted a new poster for it, which is based on the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 box cover art. So that was pretty cool. Okay,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's some decent Sonic 2 news. All right. Congrats. I still hate you, but
congrats. Aki has Stockholm syndrome. I mean, she likes Sonic news now.
I was going to say, I've never once wanted your approval, but thank you.
In Sonic News, honestly,
everyone should want my fucking approval. My approval is the most important thing on this fucking planet.
I'm pretty sure clean oxygen is, but, you know, food, carbon paper.
No.
Little trinkets you get from the dollar store. I think I care more about them.
Mm-hmm. Gumballs. You are fundamentally incorrect. Okay.
Going bowling.
Going bowling is
highs.
Fun. Seventh grade
highs,
math.
Yeah.
I hate bowling. Bowling sucks.
High school math was more useful than listening to Aki.
Dare you slander bowling around me?
Yeah, bowling.
Bowling is shit.
I will cut you.
he will throw a bowling ball at your face.
I was on the bowling team in high school, so you listen here.
The only worthwhile thing Joe's ever done.
I have a plaque from when my team won the summer league in 1998.
Shit.
So this is how Joe is trying to tell us that he thinks he was a jock.
No.
Unsuccessfully.
Do you know how pissed off I was that like the fucking football team got free leather jackets and we had to pay for our own team shirts?
Oh, no.
How's that for some bullshit?
I love that.
You had to pay for your own bowling shirt?
Yes. Our own team shirts for our school, we had to pay for. Because all the sports money went to fucking football.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah. So anyway, should we get to reviews? Scott, were you going to hang around or were you going to head out? Oh, God, no.
Yeah, but I'm going to get
hold on.
Now,
hold on.
Fun. Yep.
Well, I mean, this wasn't for, I mean, if you have to go, then you can go. I was going to talk about a really dumb and great purchase that I made earlier this week.
Well, then I better get going before your dumb purchase. Now I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So, as many of you know, I enjoy purchasing of delisted or codes for delisted Xbox games.
Why?
Why? Because they're fucking delisted. What the fuck didn't you understand? God. Anyway, so, and you know, Joe is generally like, don't buy codes unless they're actually delisted. So this one, it was, and it is, because it is Madden 15.
How did you get a code for Madden 15?
Why the fuck?
Because it's delisted. Because he's a dumbass. That's why.
Are you going to get all the achievements in it? Is that what you're intending?
I don't think I can, because I'm pretty sure
the servers might have been the online achievements probably all down. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that thing didn't. You weren't able to get any of the online achievements in that for a great many years now.
Like
probably close to like 7.
Yeah. True.
But now when I look at my the M section of my games owned on Xbox, there's a nice little like Madden 15, Madden 22, like nice huge gap. So
why do you have Madden 22?
Because he's stupid. I thought we already went through this. Jesus. Next you're gonna say
stupid, I think I'll get
next
going.
You're gonna say you get
yeah,
like
yeah, Carnage, we'll like let you get going. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and killing time with us.
And talking dicks and butts and fun
putting
shit.
Putting up with these two fucking
yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks. Do you have any final words?
Fart
I got nothing. Fuck it. Later. I'm boring.
Yep.
Oh, have a good one, Scott. Y'all ready for reviews?
Yeah, I guess.
Or do you have more bullshit to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, I was hoping that you'd be like, oh, shit, where'd you get it? I need to go off and get my own code for it.
But no, I don't give a fuck about Madden 15.
Bullshit. I mean, then why'd you get RBI
baseball? Nobody gives a fuck about Madden 15.
Aki, shut up. You don't like anything that involves sports. Your opinion's invalid.
Fair enough.
First game to talk about tonight is called Clousy, developed by Tiny Moon, published by Freedom Games, released March 24th on Xbox One, Series X and S, and PC for $14.99. Most clouds float along in the sky, but these adorable fluffy clouds need to be taken care of in cloud daycare. Explore the world, collect delicious fruits, and cook tasty meals in this cute and wholesome farming game. Jacob, tell us about Clousy.
So, Clousy is this game where essentially you're just dropped into this world, and it seems to be an open world where there's plenty to explore and run around, and you're introduced to this little cat cloud thing that's yours to keep, and it just follows you around, and you could tell it to go places, or it could just follow you wherever it goes, and it seems to be pretty happy just doing that. And then the game tries to introduce you through these like little computers that have text on them as to how everything works, which would be fine if it actually explained how things work and if the controls really made sense. So
hold on a second. Carnage, did you hear anything on embargo for this? Because I'm looking at my email for it. I realize it's out on the 24th. I'm looking at my email and it doesn't say anything about an embargo. And I'm kind of wondering if for Clousy, I'm wondering if I should just save this for next week because it's out on the 24th. Clousy is already out. Why does this say March 24th?
Maybe they bumped it up a week.
Is it February 24th? Am I stupid?
Well, yes, but
maybe.
Fuck, I don't know.
I mean, you put up with our shit.
Oh, February 24th. Okay, I'm just stupid. Okay. Anyway, back to the review. See, a smart person would edit this to not look like an idiot.
But Clousy, fuck it, we're keeping it.
Tell us about it.
Wait, so am I still talking about what I talked about, or do I have to restart this?
Just where you were. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Okay. So anyway, so the game's just like, here's like, here are different things that you need to pick up. And like, once you do this, you're going to put it in a mailbox and then that completes your mission. Or you need to go make food so you can make these clouds happy. And it's like random people around town. I never saw them, but supposedly they exist. And they need you to like feed their clouds and stuff like that. And sometimes you're supposed to be able to find them out in the wild. And I mean, I did. I found clouds out in the wild and they seem to be happy being petted. But that was just about it. And it's just like, you just go through this world trying to complete the missions. And sometimes like the missions didn't seem like they were fully explaining themselves, or like, you know, oh, you have to make green tea. And then it's just like, all right, well, I made the green tea and here it is to your cloud. And then nothing happens. Honestly, like, the game is very cute. The visuals are cute. Like, I like the idea of it. But it's just, like, trying to get any, like, trying to play this was a hassle. And I honestly figured the game is aimed at kids more so than adults. And if that is the case, there's a lot of reading that has to happen in this game that, like, kids aren't just going to be able to do by themselves. And it was
no voice acting?
None.
Oh, that's not good.
Yep, it's all by text.
Oh no. Like,
which I was really surprised by.
What age group is this for?
I mean, honestly, I would have figured that like my oldest kid could play it. He's 7. But again, with the amount of reading that you have to do for it, nah, like, oh, they could play it, but they're going to need an adult right off the bat. I don't know. It's just,
that's painful.
Like, if I knew what the heck was going on, and if there was like some sort of like guide system that like would tell you like, oh, well, this is where you need to be going, or just explaining how things worked easier, like were better, like it would have been greatly appreciated. But instead, it, like, they just left a lot of it for you to figure out, and it's really not that intuitive.
Well, what would you do to improve it?
Honestly, I'd include voice acting with it.
I'd
rewrite the guides. And honestly, I would want to also remap the controls. Like it's just,
we'll like, have you do all the voice acting and we'll submit it.
Hello, welcome to Clousy.
Oh, God, I need please you to don't. Go
feed my cloud.
Let's get George to do it.
Terrible.
No, but like the other thing is that it's just very early on, you run into a bunch of clouds, but you can't do anything with them other than pet them. And the game doesn't explain like how you find clouds. Are you just going to be taking care of random people's clouds? And if that's the case, then why the hell am I running around this world with these just random clouds just hanging about? Like, why can't I do more with them? And the game doesn't really explain anything. And it's like, I'd want to take, like, if anything, I'd want them to like take a guide from like the very beginning of like Pokemon games, where it holds your hand and it explains stuff. So, and then just like quickly, or not quickly, but like it just slowly introduces more and more of the world and how it works to you, so then you get it. It's just, I really wanted to like this game, but I was not a fan.
No. Well, it's $15. What would you say?
I don't want to deny it, but it's just like,
but you're going
like
to.
No, because it's just like, the thing is that it's just like, I think there is room for improvement on this game. And it's just, if anything, I still list it as a try it.
Just like a hesitant try it, like a wait for a sale kind of try it.
Yeah, it's definitely like one of those. Like, I think there's some good ideas in it, and I know that this game is salvageable. I know it. Like, there's no question about that. It's just, in its current state, I'm not enthusiastic about it, and I didn't have fun.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll take some feedback and work on it, and maybe if there's an update, we'll take another look at it.
That Sonic 2 trailer was pretty good, by the way.
See,
I hate to admit it, but yeah, it was pretty bitchin'. Damn it!
Oh, God. All right. Next game is Wife Quest, developed by Pippin Games and East Asia Soft, published by East Asia Soft. Released March 16th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5 for $7.99. In humorous and often naughty auction platformer Wife Quest, you'll take the role of charismatic former warrior Mia as she sets off to battle the seductive monster girls who keep kidnapping her beloved husband, Fernando. Explore the land surrounding your marital home in this vibrant side-scrolling pixel art style, slashing through enemies and fearlessly navigating a wide variety of hazardous environments. Jacob, what's going on in Wife Quest?
So this is a pretty fun platformer, like retro inspired. It's pixel art. And my wife was actually a really big fan of this one. So congratulations, devs, if you got my wife to play this and she really enjoyed it. So good job on that. So you are a former warrior named Mia, and all these, these lemon stealing sluts, come after, your husband. lemon stealing whores. I quoted the meme wrong. Anyway, so they come around and keep stealing your husband, and they replace him with a body pillow one night and you wake in and you have to go off to defeat the monsters who have stolen your husband. And you're going through all these different lands. I will say this. I was a little surprised. It takes you a while to get to your first boss fight, which really is just there to progress the storyline. So you're running into a bunch of different monster girls, and once you hack and slash them and do stuff, you have the chance to kill them, and they make like little noises.
Yes.
Right as their soul escapes, like it like floats up, so you know that they're dead. It's standard retro action platformer stuff. Now, with that, one of the things I do appreciate that it is if your character dies, not only do you come back to like whatever your last checkpoint was, but the game actually has little check marks next to all the monster girls that you've killed. So I guess that you're like, I don't know if there's like an achievement for like kill every single monster girl in the game ever. I mean, there very well might be, but there's like a little check mark that already tells you who you've already killed off before. So you're like, I guess if you're not wasting time or something, I don't know. It's just a ton of fun just running around, killing, getting to the next stage and trying to figure out how some of the puzzles work and finding hidden areas. As I said, it's standard retro platforming, but it's an absolute blast. And it has a good sense of humor about itself. Like it knows that this is a ridiculous game and it treats it ridiculously.
Being
a great game. Now,
Do you get stuff for killing them, or I assume not?
Yeah,
if you choose not to kill them, do you get things from it?
You get like life and coins and stuff.
Does it matter if you kill them or, I guess, take mercy on them or whatever? Because you said you have a choice to kill them or not after you beat them up.
No, you get it either way.
Okay.
But there's an extra animation if you decide to kill the girls. So,
okay.
My only issue with the game, when I say only, like, this is really my only issue, is that the jump seemed a bit sensitive and hard to judge sometimes. And this was after getting through, like, 15 different levels. I was still having a little bit of a hard time judging where the jumps would actually land.
Yeah, the jump didn't feel that good. It kind of felt floaty.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of that, but I mean, at the same time, I was like, whatever. Like, the game is not harsh on you. Like, it wants you to have fun and have a good time. So I'm a little bit more forgiving on that.
And it wants you to beat up those bitches.
Those lemon-stealing whores.
Well, the game calls them bitches frequently.
that is true. It does. But
I laughed when it's like, get back here, you bitches. I'm like, wow, okay.
Go steal your own man.
So $7.99 on this one. What do you think?
Yeah, for $7.99, this game's absolutely worth it. Totally. It's a lot of fun, and I really recommend it, especially at that price. You really can't go wrong.
Awesome. And it is on a launch sale for $6.39. So
even better.
Very nice.
Even better. Next game is Wordbreaker by Paugi, developed and published by Lightwood Games, released March 15th on PS4 and PS5, 16th on Xbox One and Series X and S, 17th on the Switch for $7.99. Wordbreaker is a code-breaking game using letters. Each word will tell you which letters are used and which are in the correct place. Your reward for solving each puzzle? A terrible joke. Jacob, what's going on in Wordbreaker?
So this is a standard, Paugi game by Lightwood Games. And as you said, yeah, like once you complete a puzzle, you're treated to an absolutely awful pun. And they're pretty great.
Someone was knocking on my door with a beard. No wonder I almost didn't hear him. Get it?
No.
Knocking on the door with his beard? Hey, that's one of the jokes from the game. That's the quality you're getting from this game. Those are I love the jokes in Paugi games. I really do. They're my favorite thing.
Anyway, so is this essentially Wordle?
Yes.
Like, is this what everyone's playing? Okay. So pretty much, you have, a certain amount of letters and you have to guess, and the letters can only be used once, in each word. So it's not like, I don't know, like the word people, which uses E twice, like that's not going to happen. E can only be used once. So with that, you have to guess, you have to pop in random words. And you also get an achievement for typing in the word penis, by the way.
Good old Lightwood.
You just type in random words and it will tell you whether or not you've guessed it correctly, by putting a purple outline around the letter. And then if you also not only guessed it correctly, but put it in the right place where it's supposed to be on the word, the whole letter will be blocked out in purple. And then they'll also show up on like a little alphabet diagram. So you can see, which of the letters will need to be used, on the off chance that you've used up so many turns that like your list of previous entries has filled up the screen, which has happened to me a couple of times. This game is frustrating as hell. Like, I kind of get why everyone's addicted to Wordle right now. At the same time, I was not having nearly as much fun as previous puzzle games from Paugi. Not to say that this is bad, because it's definitely not bad. It's just like, it's just damn frustrating as hell. And like, I'm still working off of Alpha Set, even though I've 1K'd it. I think I've got like 10 puzzles left or something like that. Like, I constantly like finish those puzzles somewhere between like 3 to 6 minutes. There are a bunch of these that like, it has taken me about like 11 or 12 minutes to finish like a single puzzle. It is frustrating as hell. Especially because like you're trying to think of all of like any words that are like, oh well, it has to be six letters and it has to have like S is the third word and a T is somewhere in there, like, and you have like X, Q, L and like D left on the alphabet and you have to figure out what fucking word fits with those. All right, that was not really actual example, but you get what I mean. And so you're going to spend more of your time racking your brain than like solving these puzzles. And it's just like, you're going to get your money's worth out of this. It's frustrating. It's entertaining, but damn, is it going to take a while to finish all these puzzles. So
unless you cheat and use a guide, like some people,
like you,
no, I haven't played it yet.
Oh, I would totally do that.
Wait, don't you bitch at people for like using cheat guides for visual novels?
No, I bitch when they fast forward through everything.
I fully
support going and using a guide to figure out how to get
the endings and stuff. That's fine. But then you would fast forward through it. So you could just get the 1K.
No. You read the whole fucking thing. You just use that so you get the endings that you need or all the other CGs and stuff. But damn it, you read the whole fucking game.
All right.
Fuck you, Scotty, because I know you do that.
Anyway, I mean, that's pretty much all that there is to it. Do you like Wordle? Do you want to play it on your Xbox? Well, then there you go.
Do you want achievements?
Yeah, do you want easy achievements with a guide? There you go. Go buy this game. Honestly, I'm a fan of everything that Lightwood has released thus far. I was really pleased to see a couple of their games on the indie sale last week. So I snapped those up, and now I'm just waiting for the rest of them to ever get on sale.
Just buy
them. But yeah, no, I'm cheap. You know that.
$8 on this one. What do you think?
$8, you're definitely getting your money's worth. As I said, it's going to take you a while to solve each of these puzzles unless you're a cheating bastard. So that being said, I recommend it. I'm having fun, even if it is really frustrating.
Cool beans. All right, that's it for you.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Good talk. Yeah. All right.
Okay, you can fuck off now. We all are taking too long.
Farfig Nugent.
Fucking asshole. One of these days, right to the fucking moon, yo. One of these days.
Oh, shit. All right. Next up, we're taking a first look at Assassin's Creed Valhalla Dawn of Ragnarok expansion developed by Ubisoft Sophia, published by Ubisoft. Released March 10th for Assassin's Creed Valhalla for $39.99. It is not included in the season pass. This is a whole new expansion. In Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok, Ivor must embrace their destiny as Odin, the Norse god of battle and wisdom, unleash new divine powers as you embark on a desperate quest through a breathtaking world, complete a legendary Viking saga, and save your son in the face of the god's doom. A war begins, a world ends. This is the Dawn of Ragnarok. Aki, tell us about your first impressions with this game, or with this expansion. I know you said that it's a really big, really involved expansion. Your final thoughts will come next week on the show, but we wanted to get some talk about it and discussion on what's going on in this.
Okay, so first things first, in the game, in the base game, you have a nightmare, basically, of you following somebody and then betraying your brother or something, and that's like one of the very first things in the entire game, and it's explained to you that way, and throughout it you eventually become basically an avatar of Odin, and your brother the avatar of some other god. I'm not going to tell you who. So sometimes you go into basically Asgard still as yourself, but everyone sees you as Odin, even if you're playing female Eivor, and they still call you she, even though you're Odin, and they talk about you having sex with women, having babies. It's very weird. In this, you start off in this, you go to sleep under a tree in the main game, and then bam, you're right in the middle. Right in the thick of things, it doesn't even look like you're in Asgard. It honestly looks like you're still in the main standard world of the game, and you're there with one of your lovers, and you're trying to find your son, and y'all go chasing after where she thinks he is through motherly intuition. And she's right. So good on her. She's right. And through it, you lava is everywhere. All the buildings are destroyed. It's all just a giant hellscape. Oop, I accidentally hit my mic. Sorry about that.
Proud of you.
It happens. I jerk my hands around a lot when I talk. Ew, God, what did I say that? Anyways, you go and you try to find him, and then you're ambushed by what they call demons, which thankfully they're not particularly any different from any of the other enemies you fight in the game, except for now they have gray bodies and there's red lava coming out of them and stuff, and they look really, really cool, but otherwise they're just the standard fucking enemies. And you go through there and then you meet the first boss, and this all happens within like the first 10 minutes of it. You meet the first boss, the guy who's causing all the fucking issues, Sather, and he's a giant. And when I say that, I mean he's a giant. He is twice your size at least, maybe more, and he carries a big fuck-off sword that he uses to kill the shit out of you if you're me. Man, it took me so many tries to beat that boss, and I was so pissed. Oh my God. I was like, you mother. Because the thing about this area is, as I said, the place is destroyed. There's fires everywhere. There's also lava in the ground. And guess what happens if you touch lava? You burn. Yay. I know. Shocker. And you burn quick. Don't take no fucking time for you to die in lava. And the first boss fight is surrounded in a big thing of lava, and he likes to knock you backwards and knock you on your ass and keep knocking you on your ass before you can stand up again. That was probably the one boss fight out of all the boss fights I've fought so far, and I fought a few. That is the one I really, really did not like because of that. It was so, so hard. And then after that, after you beat him, you go back and you talk to some people, and then you, I presume, go back in there. Sadly, I haven't been able to do that because that also requires you to do some base game stuff that I didn't have done yet. So I've been working on that. But overall, it still feels the same as the rest of the game, which is really good. All the weapons and gear that you went to sleep in is the gear that you still have. Like, you don't change into a different person, into new gear that's specifically for this DLC or anything. No, you still have whatever you had at whatever level you had it. So yeah, it's not bad. I really like the visuals of it. It's really, I like that dark, gloomy, like everything's fucked up, and the look of the enemies is fantastic. You suspect that Loki has to do with your son being kidnapped and is part of this whole issue, because if you know mythology, Loki's a piece of shit who causes all the fucking problems. But basically, this entire DLC, because now I do have the gist of it, thanks to the opening of that, is Ragnarok is happening, obviously, and you're trying to save your kid. That's all you're doing, because the whole thing is, in Odin's mind, he is trying to stop Ragnarok. Because, you know, he's the god of the gods. He's the top. He's the big cheese. Ain't nothing gonna fuck with him. And mythology dictates he's fucking wrong. So so that's gonna be interesting for that to play out. And yeah, that's all you're really doing. It's just about you trying to save whoever you can save from all the demons and from the world just literally crumbling. Any questions from the class?
What are your thoughts on it so far? I mean, it's a $40 experience expansion. It's not included in the season pass, so a lot of people are kind of annoyed about that. Is there enough content that it stands on its own 2 feet?
From what I've played so far, it feels like there's going to be, especially with the description they've given, but I'm not sure. Because again, that first bit that I've done took all of like 10-15 minutes, when you don't include the fact that I died and died and died and died and died and then quit playing it and went and leveled up for like 40 hours and then went back to it and I was like, okay, and then I died and died and died, and then I finally happened to accidentally win after cussing a lot on stream, I might add. It was bad. I was so mad, and then finally been like, oh yay, I won, and then it just knocks me out of it, because I was expecting to go into this DLC and just play just in here the entire time. I didn't expect to go back into the main game area. So that kind of threw me for a loop. So I don't know how big it is, but from what little I've seen, it doesn't seem like that was like next to anything. That looked like that was just a tiny little fragment of the game. So I'm hoping this is at least a 20 or 30 hour DLC is what it feels like it's going to end up being, which I would say is definitely worth the price of admission, but I'm not sure that's how long it'll take, especially if you've been playing this for a long time, because you can, I mean, I went into this at like level power level 70-ish, and like the last area in the main game, just the base game, is like 340. Yeah. If you went into it at that level, this is probably a fucking cakewalk, and it probably won't take quite as long. But I think the amount of content, just from what little I've seen, I think it's probably worth it. But I'll know better, hopefully by next time. Cool. I'm hoping I get a lot further into it.
Well, we'll look for a final verdict next week, but for now, next game to talk about is No Place Like Home, developed by Chicken Launcher, published by Realms Distribution, released out of early access March 17th on Steam for $19.99. Humanity trashed the Earth and left for Mars. Only a few remained. Explore the world, clean the environment, craft with recycled resources, domesticate animals, rebuild your village, restore environment, and run your post-apocalyptic farm as if there's no place like home. Like the name of the game. Aki, what is No Place Like Home?
No Place Like Home is basically gunk mixed with... any one of those little time-wasting farming games. It's basically a cross between those, but a little less do nothing for long periods of time boring, like most farming games is, thankfully. And I'm going to tell you right now, usually, you know, I saw the farming list, I was like, eh, I may not like it, but I'll try it anyways, because the whole concept of sucking up garbage really appealed to me after playing Gunk, because that was really fun. I like making things clean.
You should play Mario Sunshine.
I would probably get a kick out of that game, actually. Legitimately, I think I would probably love that game. So I went into this thinking, I don't know if I'll like it because of the farming part of it. Because I was like, I always hate farming games. That's why Cole always got them, because I fucking hated them. And I have to say, I actually surprisingly really like this game. You play as some girl. She's come to Earth from Mars. Because her grandfather summoned her there for some reason, and she showed up, and the old codger isn't fucking there because he's a dickhead. Instead, you have a farm completely, and I mean quite literally, completely filled with fucking garbage from end to fucking end, even inside the house, garbage everywhere, and he fucked off. So, you know, thanks, Grandpa, you dick. You left me a fucking trash heap. Thank you. Jackass. So the first thing you have to do is you have to fucking clean all of the garbage out, because you can't get anywhere. Because literally, you cannot get through all of this. There's so much garbage there. It blocks your way. You can't get anywhere. You can't even get into the house until you've cleared a chunk of it. And there's lots of other places you can go, but you have to clear all of it out basically to get anywhere, and it's like, oh, you motherfucker, you could have at least picked up your crap before you left. And then you're like, okay, finally the entire place is clean. Oh, there's a house, awesome. What kind of swanky place he got? No, it has one bed, nothing else, and a whole bunch of shit in it. You son of a bitch.
You gotta design your own house. Come on, you know how these games work.
Actually, you do get to design your own house, and it's pretty cool. Yeah,
you know how these games work. You gotta decorate your own shit.
Yeah, no, when I said there's a lot of shit in it, I meant quite literally there's garbage completely filling the inside of the fucking place, too. And it's just one room at first, and there's a door on the other side with a chain across it and a padlock on it. And I was like, you couldn't have given me the keys for this? Well, fuck you too then, I guess. The rest of it doesn't exist, apparently. You can unlock that with upgrades later. And every time you get an upgrade, there's more trash in the new rooms, even though you just made them. There shouldn't be trash in it. I'm getting angry. Never mind. So you leave this area because, you know, you're left with hints on what you need to do, which is take care of the farm, because if you don't take care of the farm and help everyone around you, they're not going to help you figure out where this old fuck is. And that's like your entire goal, is to find this old bastard, probably to punch him in the face for leaving all this shit everywhere. Rightfully so. And every area is just like your yard, you find very quickly. Everywhere is just filled with crap. And apparently it just happened one night. There was a giant storm, and then when everyone woke up, there was garbage as far as the eye could see. And that was months ago, and apparently no one bothered to think of the idea of, trash, trash can, trash bag. I wonder how I can make these three things work together.
I don't know.
So instead, they just left it for you to clean up, even though most of them didn't know you were going to be there. And through this, collecting all this, you can put it into a machine that recycles it all into little pieces of building points, basically, is what it is. And you can use that along with some other resources like old pieces of wood and rubble. And it's actually just literally called rubble. It just looks like broken pieces of concrete. It's fantastic. Glass and rubber. I think there's one other one, but I don't remember. You can mix all those together and build different buildings. And to destroy all this trash, you're basically using a drill that's mixed with a vacuum cleaner. And you get upgrades for it to make it stronger so it can get other materials. At first, you can only pick up rubble and just basic trash that needs recycling. But eventually you upgrade it to where it can, you know, get electronic scrap, where it can get rubber scrap, glass scrap, which is the hardest one, even though it's fucking glass, and that's a lot easier to break than rubber. But whatever, you know, hey, whatever. You know, rubble is concrete. That's a lot harder than glass, too. Again, whatever. Doesn't have to make sense. It just bothers me. When you're making these, you're making things for, like, you know, there's stuff to help you preserve food, which the preserved food becomes meals, which are the currency of this place. That's how you buy everything, because everyone's like, hey, I want 250 meals for this upgrade. Even though you've already given me like 500 meals over the course of this last 3 or 4 days. I don't think preserving lasts that long, but okay. other things are things like, you know, changing items into other items, like eggs into mayo. Why that specifically, I don't really know. And then things like you can make chicken coops, pig sties, et cetera, and eventually there's an upgraded version of them that you can make, which just literally layers on top of the original one you made. You can't just be like, okay, I have this thing that says I can make an upgraded pig pen. I'm just going to make that and place it down. No, you have to make the standard one and then make the upgrade and place the upgrade on top of the standard one. I don't know why, but that's how that works.
I just want to know, I'm looking at pictures for the game, and I see pigs with beach balls wearing like rabbit ears. Like, what kind of drugs are these animals on?
Every animal that you can get, seemingly, except for, you can get pigs, cows, chickens, a dog, a cat, and a raccoon. The first three, the chickens, pigs, and cows, you can equip hats to.
Nice.
And some of the hats provide them with certain things they can do. For instance, pigs can be equipped with some balloons, some party balloons, and when you equip them, they'll float up, and then the balloons will pop, and it'll give them a random hat. Some of the hats are like, there's a frog hat, which is super fucking cute. There's a Tweedledee and Tweedledum type hat, which is one of the tiny hats with the helicopter blades on top of it. I don't know what the hell kind of hat that is. There's clown hats. There's, you know, an ugly fish hat. There's bunny ears, which if you equip something with that occasionally, they'll just jump really high for no fucking reason. I have a number of pigs equipped like with that, and it's just hilarious every time they do it, and stuff like that. And you can equip them on all three of those. Sadly, I keep wanting to equip the dog with one, but none of them seem to work with the dog, which is a real shame, because I want to put a frog one on the dog, just because I like frogs and I think it would look adorable.
On the dog.
Exactly.
That's gonna be the name of this episode, Frog on the Dog.
Yes.
Or are we sticking with Pi-D at Xbox?
Let's do Frog on the Dog, because Pi-D at Xbox is going to be her Pi-Day tweet, remember? We don't want to steal that from her. That'd be rude.
Pi-Day was like 3 days ago.
Well, it's for next year then.
So anyway, $20 on No Place Like Home. What do you think of it?
I really enjoy this. I'm totally for it. The only thing to keep in mind is this is still early access. And they have had issues where they've updated it and saves have been unusable.
That's the thing. It's not early access anymore. It released out of early access. So now it is full release. So that might be why save files are having issues.
It still has a bunch of issues still. So they're still going to be updating it. But overall, it's pretty good. I've really enjoyed my entire time with it. It's been great fun. And it has really pushed all the OCD buttons that I have by letting me clean literally everything. That one in Dismantle, those are like way up there with my OCD stuff. This one with cleaning everything up and leaving nothing, and Dismantle with destroying absolutely everything and collecting it as a resource until there's literally nothing around. I love these types of games. They're terrible for me. I love them. I totally suggest this. It's really cute. It's very much kids can really get into this, and you can teach them that the environment is, you know, important and stuff with it. I'm really for this, and it's good for kids. So yeah.
Cool. All right, next up is Frightens, developed and published by PlayStage Interactive, released March 9th on Xbox One, Series X and S, 10th on the Switch for $5.99. You are the janitor who works at the infamous apartment number 17, which is the seat of many eerie tales and blood-curdling urban legends. The apartment recently got an eviction notice, and tonight you must check every resident's flat to make sure that everybody is left. Soon you will realize that things are not the way they seem in this dreadful apartment. Aki, what's going on in Frightens?
Before I go into this, I do want to address a couple of questions in chat real quick, if you don't mind, because I just caught them, because I just paid attention to it. Yes, Power Washing Sim, I would totally love that game. I really like lots of the Sim games for this express purpose. And yes, you can pet the dog, you can pet the chicken, you can pet the cow, you can pet the pig, you can pet everything. Except for the people. They don't let you pet the people, and I wouldn't want to anyways.
But not in Frightens.
No, you can't. That's you can't all about pet the other
people
game.
People in Frightens. Tell us about Frightens.
Frightens is a game you can beat in under an hour without knowing what the fuck you're doing. You play as a janitor, and what you do is you go up to. There's two floors you can visit, the first floor and the second floor. All you do is you go to the second floor, you check every door to figure out which one opens without a key or without you owning it. You go in there, you collect whatever you need to collect. You leave, you go to the first floor, you figure out what the fuck door opens there, you go into it, you collect what you need, you see something creepy, and then you wake up back in your room, and you do it all over again, like three or four times, and then the game's over.
Hmm.
There's not much to it. It has a creepy atmosphere, but it's not particularly scary. Because
it describes itself as a short, intense first-person horror experience. Is it intense?
Very intense? No, not really. It has a somewhat creepy atmosphere, but that's the most. It made me jump once, and that's because I didn't see something that I was supposed to be able to see. I was looking elsewhere, I was supposed to be focusing on leaving, but I was checking to see if there was anything else to collect, and yeah. Sorry, I got a goober. But every creepy, scary, horror-y thing I saw after that was just it was nothing. It was very unscary, and I was kind of sad because I was expecting it to be really scary, and it just ends with no fanfare out of nowhere. It just cuts off, and it's like, okay, you're done. I was like, nothing about anything in this game told me anything, explained anything, or meant anything. And then it just cuts off, boom, the end, like right out of nowhere. You don't solve anything, and it's very weird because of that. And it's very, because it's like usually in these kinds of games you figure out at least what's going on, even if you can't fix it. Lots of them you try to fix it, but you at least figure out what the fuck's going on. You do not in this game. It's just here's some creepy shit, and now the game's over. And it's like, that's it. It has a very, like, just deadpan, like, that's it ending to it. Like, it was very sad. I was disheartened when
How long was it?
It took me like 40 minutes to beat.
Easy achievements, at least.
Yeah, there's 10 achievements, and it's just for doing the stuff in the game. I didn't even see any of them pop. Actually, none of them actually had the ding thing for me. So I ran into whatever was happening to you in another game you had last week. So I got to the end of it. I was like, oh man, did I even pop any achievements? I popped it, popped up the guy, the achievement tracker. And I was like, oh, I got all 10 of them. Okay, that works.
Well, it's $6. What do you think of it?
If it was more expensive, I would have definitely said no. But at that price, it's...
It's a fuck it, why not?
Yeah, yeah, it's a fuck it, why not? It's really easy to beat, especially if you're an achievement whore. Nice, quick 1K. Only 10 achievements. You can beat it in... Apparently, Scotty's saying you can do it in under 15 minutes, in around 15 minutes, if you have a guide. So, really, the guide only needs to tell you what floor and what room you need to go to, and that's really it. Yeah. So, yeah, I say it's a fuck it, why not? It's short and it's cheap.
Yeah. Works for me. All right, one final game to talk about tonight is called Pretty Girls 4 King Solitaire, developed and published by Zoo Corporation, released March 17th on Steam for $4.99. Let's test your thinking skills. Here comes Solitaire with the calculation rules. Clear the game by placing all the cards on the table in specified order. Clear each difficulty level to get various outfits for the cute girls and change them. Aki, Chris couldn't cover this one because he's got some stuff going on this weekend. So you're taking up the mantle of the Pretty Girls franchise with 4 King Solitaire. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, first and foremost, it doesn't give you new outfits. It just gives you new characters. So at least I didn't see anywhere where they're like, oh, change the outfit. No, it was just a brand new character altogether. You get 4 girls you start off with. I think it's 4, maybe it's 5, and a bunch of difficulties that you can play. And on the list where it shows the girl, that you can choose whichever one you want. And then next to them, it has a whole bunch of locked girls. And each one of them says, like, easy, 1, hard, 1, normal, 1, very easy, 1, very hard, 1. And then another row is like the same thing, but instead of 1, it's like 5 or something. Another one's like 10 instead. And you just have to beat it on that difficulty that many times in order to unlock that new character. And that's the whole part of that. You can there's a gallery option where you can go and you can look at the character and change the backgrounds and stuff just to look at the character. You can change their expression between like 3 different expressions, stuff like that. It holds no real purpose. It's not even good FAP material, so whatever. And then with the actual... That's what's important about these games. And then the actual game itself is not solitaire. You're using a deck of cards. It is not fucking solitaire. Basically, what you have to do is you have to... You have a deck of cards, and you have a couple of cards that are already up, not of 4 different suites, but of 4 different numbers. So you might have one that starts off with an ace, one that starts off with a 2, another that might start off with an ace, another one that might start off with a 3 or something, whatever. And then for the first one that started off as ace, you have to get every last one of them going up in order. So you have to go... ace, and then it goes to 2, 3, 4, all the way up to king in that order on there. It doesn't matter what suit you have. You just have to get the cards on there in that order. Hmm. The other one is every second one. So 2, 4, 6, 8. And then once it gets to the queen, it goes to 1, 3, 5, et cetera, et cetera. It just keeps going up until it hits the king. And the other one will be 3s, and then the other one will be 4s. Which makes it a real pain in the ass. Thankfully, it does tell you what numbers you have to get in the correct order, even right next to it, which makes it a lot easier. Without that, I would have been possibly doomed, because it took me a while to figure out that's what it was even doing, to be honest. Sad as that is, it took me a while. But the whole thing is you draw cards and you place them on the table. Once they're on the table, you can't touch the cards again. Unless you're picking them up and putting them on the cards that you need them to go on. But it's not like, oh, you can put a king here, but the only card you can put on it is a queen, like it is in normal solitaire. No, it's like, here's a king, now you can place a 2, now you can place a 7. It doesn't really matter. You just can't move those into empty areas when you're done with it, which is what makes it hard, because eventually you got all these cards played out, but none of the ones that are the highest up can be placed anywhere because they're all buried under useless crap. And you can't just be like, okay, let's reshuffle that. There's a skill that adds time that lets you do that one single time. And if you can't get them all done after that, you're fucked. Which makes it very hard. There's a couple other abilities. One just places the next card on any one of the 4 that you have at random. And that's usable like 3 or 4 times. And then there's another ability that I don't remember what the fuck it is because I've never used it. Because between those two abilities, you can usually solve this. Yeah, it's not easy. And I think it would be better if you could move the cards around to some degree. Or, you know, once you got to the end to where there was no more cards you could draw, you take them all and put them together, reshuffle them, put them back up there. I don't think that should be an ability you could only use once. I think it's something that should just exist, period.
That would make it a bit too easy if... Maybe.
Well, maybe, but as it is,
anyway, I like how long you're going hard into the actual like solitaire details on this and barely talking about the fact that the girls in this game have massive boobs.
Yeah, that's because their boobs are bigger than their fucking heads, and that's ridiculous to me.
Fan service. See, I told you.
I like boobs as much as the next person, but most people do not have those boobs, and they're just that. It's odd. They're like all like double H cups or bigger. And it's just like, that's unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. And they're all like that. Every fucking one of them. Like, you could at least have some, you know, difference in cup size or something. They don't all have to be like, literally each tit is bigger than their own fucking head. That is,
I mean, necessary. There's what, like 8 girls? Something like that?
No. Oh, no. There's 4 for each level. So 4 for very easy, 4 for easy, 4 for normal, 4 for hard, and 4 for very hard. So there's 20. There's 20 girls.
I think they might just be different outfits for the girls, because the Steam page says there's a total of 8 characters in the game, all voiced.
Yeah, they are voiced. They don't really say anything of relevance. I don't even know what they say anymore, because I just didn't care.
Well, it's $5. What do you think of this one?
It exists. I don't particularly like this type of card game. This is not how I play cards. This is, you know, boobs and pretty faces, sure. But this type of solitaire is excessively difficult. If you have no self-respect, then I think this is totally a game for you. If you have any amount of self-respect, maybe you pass on this one.
So you would buy it?
No, I probably wouldn't, because they're not naked enough for me.
You would.
They're not naked enough. I've debated on it before, and I've always decided no. Because there are a lot of these games for a lot of different things. They're not all just solitaire. Like, there's Mahjong, I'm pretty sure, and a few other games that are all pretty girl. And
yeah, there's like 15 of the pretty girls games. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. And only like 3 or 4 of them are solitaire. The rest are other types of games. And
Breakout, Speed, Rivers.
I've debated on buying some of them, and I've just like always been like, no, they don't get naked. God, I am such a lout.
All right. Well, that is it for this episode.
Yeah. I am such a loud Jesus.
Big thanks to Timber for coming on, hanging out with us, keeping us company, chatting with us, talking about the ID program and all the awesome games that were revealed at the ID showcase. Thanks to Carnage for being here, making awful puns and annoying us with all his awful, 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 awful puns. Thanks to Jacob for reining in the butt talk for a night.
No, see, that's the problem. See, he should have kept that going because that's the fun bit. The rest of the time, he's just eh.
If you notice, the call for you to tame yourself actually kind of worked tonight because you didn't say cunt one time.
Well, I don't think I usually say cunt. I usually say fuck a lot.
You say all of it.
I say cunt a lot, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, any final words?
Cunt, cuntity, cunt.
So, any final words?
Nope, that was it.